from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And with us now is the, I think the title is Chief Nursing Officer. Ann Gross from Dana-Farber. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great to see you again.
Nice to see you guys.
It's always great to talk to you about the incredible work that your team does. When it comes to patients. And I think for those who, and we just hit the $1.2 million mark. So thanks to everybody who's given so far this morning. We are at $1,232,987. Those dollars go toward being able to not only treat patients, not only research ways in which to help those recover from this awful disease, but also to doing things for patients and families when they need it the most. And I heard about, I think it was in Milford, that your nursing staff put together a full high school graduation is that, I want to hear about that.
Oh yeah. So we have so many, we always love to celebrate events in our patients' lives because of course they're there to get their treatment for their cancer, but we're there to help them live their lives when they're not with us getting treatment. And so there was a young man not long ago at our Milford regional site who, was finishing treatment and also at the same time graduating from high school. So we never waste an excuse to celebrate. And I think the team of nurses and social work and others, some of the other clinicians out there, as a surprise for him, created a whole graduation celebration, including the pomp and circumstance music and everything else. And we do that a lot. I mean, we've had weddings in the inpatient hospital. We've had many other events that we just want to make sure our patients are able to celebrate it with their families.
Yeah, that's cool.
Life is precious.
What struck me, and you know, every year it's a different thing, but it's the optimism of those that work inside the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund, which to me, you know, not exactly the most optimistic person at times, but you know, to think of a field of work which is pediatric oncology, where you're dealing with parents and kids getting the worst possible news, and yet to have these people that enter this field and not only sustain it, but get more optimistic over time is such a unique quality that I think embodies what you guys build with your nurses at the Dana-Farber.
Yeah, that, no, that's for sure the truth. And people say that to us all the time. But the truth is, there's so much exciting, there are so many exciting things happening in terms of new therapies coming through the pipeline and stories of hope and cures. And I think when you work in this field, you get a real grip on the fact that life is very precious for all of us, and anything can happen. You know, it's personal for us, too. We have, I was just talking to one of our nurses the other day, who is an infusion nurse in one of our adult units, and her child is being treated in the Jimmy Fund for, has a brain tumor, and doing very well. So it's it just becomes you grab onto the hope of all the new therapies and the great stories that that we see and that you're hearing about of patients and their loved ones that go through treatment and are doing well. And that's what you know, you guys are here for. It's just so touching to us that you take 2 days out of your lives to help us raise funding for all the things that our patients need, because it's such a, these cancers are all consuming and they affect every part of a patient's life and all their families and loved ones. And so when we can raise money like you're doing today, 1.2 million and climbing, it goes a long way to help with financial assistance and whatever people need, you know, because sometimes patients have to stop working, or if they're taking care of their child who's in treatment, or if it's their own treatment. So it's just so important. And I don't know how, I can't tell you how grateful we are to you for what you do. It's very touching and moving for us. I was listening to you yesterday on the radio, and I got all choked up with when you were talking to a patient and family. Actually, it was on TV, and it was a patient and his wife and their physician, and it was just very touching.
Well, I'm in awe of what you and your team does, and you do it every day, and you're passionate about it, and I don't know how you guys do it. So we appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for being here.
All right. Well, you just heard it. Every dollar you give goes to Ann and her staff and to patient care and to giving somebody a high school graduation while they're there at Dana-Farber that they didn't know they were going to have, which is amazing.
And I always find it so interesting when Ann's on, because you make a point to talk about the mental health aspect as well when it comes to somebody that's in treatment, because obviously you want to treat their body, but their mind is going through this as well, whether it's anxiety or anything else that comes along with going through chemo or anything else. So it's such, I think people forget about that part.
Yeah.
It can be very anxiety provoking for everybody in the family, not just the patient.
All right, Ann, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Great work.
We are at Fenway Park. It is day number 2 of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And here is Courtney and what is trending right now.
Nick Pivetta joins Jones and Mego this afternoon at 2:30. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Nick Pivetta on Jones and Mego. Jealous.
I know. That's one of your guys.
Uh-oh, cat fight again. Mego and Courtney.
You got to be close and personal with Razor yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, my mom put it perfectly. She said, don't let Greg make fun of you. We all have two eyes.
I mean, you can look, but you can't touch.
No, I would never. I'm married.
She's a window shopper.
I'm married.
I mean, it's the
Santo
two of you.
Thinks Razor's handsome. We all think Razor's handsome.
He's a tall glass of sun tea.
Yeah.
Tell your mom to put her tongue back in her mouth. Crying out loud.
The Sox 2-for-2 after taking down the Rangers again last night. 9-4 was the final at Fenway. Cutter Crawford went 5 1/3, giving up 4 runs on 3 hits while striking out 4. Last one with the Rangers tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. An update on the report that Mayor Wu requested a meeting with Darren Duran after his 2-game suspension. According to the Patriots Ledger, they reached out to her press office. They responded saying, thanks for reaching out about this to confirm. We don't think the reporter had a real source because that information was completely made up.
So they're saying
Michelle Wu did not ask to have a sit down.
That was unbelievable. The reporter of the Boston Herald just deleted the tweet, but did no follow up like I was wrong.
Yeah.
And that is a huge story.
I mean,
in a way, I'm thankful yesterday wasn't a normal show because I would have spent the whole show talking about
it.
Right.
Yeah.
You would have been ripping her like crazy.
Right.
Very interesting. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 66 degrees, sunny skies. We are coming down the final stretch of the nicest summer in the history of Boston.
Don't say it.
And summer Bermuda goes, is in the crosshairs, Greg Hill.
I can't think about it.
Summer goes in well through September now.
Yeah.
So that's right. How I'm making myself.
Global warming.
Right. Right. Well, Ken's here. He's global cooling.
It's going to be beautiful today.
Yes. Yeah. Gorgeous.
All right. We're going to get to They Said It coming up next. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss which NFL starting quarterback says that this region will be home to a very good football team this season. Okay, Wiggy?
Man, I want to hear this one.
We will get to that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!